Executives from several major airlines were on Capitol Hill yesterday. They told members of the Senate Commerce Committee their companies had not been fully reimbursed for added security costs that resulted from the September 11th terrorist attacks. They also said while they realize that air carriers need to continue cutting costs, the federal government may need to provide more money to the airlines beyond what's already allocated. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Airline executives attending yesterday's Senate hearing strongly hinted they would like the government to pick up more of the tab for 9/11-related security initiatives, though Donald Carty, head of American, the nation's largest airline, downplayed that somewhat in his testimony.
We do continue to need your help in the areas of security costs and the area of taxes, but my mission today is not to ask for relief, but rather to let all of you know that at American Airlines we are exhausting every conceivable means of self-help, and we're far from done.
But Richard Anderson, the CEO of Northwest Airlines, was more direct. He told members of the Senate Commerce Committee airlines haven't been reimbursed for all of their security-related expenses, despite the creation of a new government agency to deal with security.
The Transportation Security Administration and the legislation this committee created was exactly what the industry needed. The TSA has done a great job implementing that legislation, but much of the burden, including the cockpit doors, that were intended by this committee to be covered by the Transportation Security Administration has not been covered by the Transportation Security Administration. And the reality is there are significant financial burdens that remain on the airline industry that were intended by the legislation to be borne by the TSA.
Major airlines now say they have spent around $4 billion improving security. That includes the cost of putting air marshals aboard flights, often in first class, and adhering to new cargo restrictions they say have cost them hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenues. Dwayne Wirth is president of the Airline Pilots Association, the group representing over 60,000 airline pilots nationwide. He says the issue of who pays for heightened airline security still has not been adequately addressed.
Homeland Security is defending the nation, not just the airline industry. So I think we need to have a full and fair debate on what is the appropriate cost for the airlines and their passengers to bear, and how much of this security, certainly the TSA, should be borne by the Homeland Security Department.
The airlines want Congress to roll back a $2.50 per leg ticket tax. They say the tax used by the government to pay for heightened airport security can quickly add up on longer flights, and they think in some cases it is delaying the industry's recovery by keeping people from flying. But some lawmakers have bristled at the suggestion the airlines should get any more money. The Bush administration has also indicated it doesn't think now's the right time to give airlines additional help. Jeffrey Shane is an associate secretary with the Department of Transportation. He says some things affecting the airlines simply can't be predicted right now.
While the department is generally hopeful about the future of the industry, and while we expect it to emerge from its current troubles, some important variables will have a big impact on the timing of that reemergence. The price of fuel, the possibility of war in Iraq, the timing of a rebound in demand among business travelers, the continuing challenge of maintaining security.
Lawmakers gave no indication they plan to come up with any more money for cash-strapped airlines. They also question how it is that some airlines, like Southwest, which also spent more on security last year, were able to make a profit. The nation's six largest airlines are expected to post losses of more than $9 billion for 2002. Two of those carriers, United and U.S. Airways, are now in bankruptcy. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.